What do you? How do you view the state of your team? You lost three straight coming into this game. You're back at home. How do you the mentality, the state of your team at this point?
Confident, belief. Yesterday was a great practice out here with full pads on. Today was a good mental day for us, and got a lot of work done, a lot of mental work, and positive vibe in the air.
They're a little banged up. They got some guys, Doomerville, Steve Smith, Marshall Yata, didn't practice today. How much could that affect them?
You know, both sides of the ball, you know, the injury reports are always full this time of year, so you work with what you have, and we're confident in the guys we developed.
How much more confident are you that Rashad can play this week? It sounds like he actually took some snaps, meaningful snaps this week.
He took some meaningful snaps the last few weeks. Tomorrow will be a big day for a lot of guys on the roster, including Rashad.
If he does come back, just, you know, what element that he brings that maybe you've been missing a little bit?
Rashad's a leader. He's a leader. He's a big back that can push the pile. Has a lot of reps. He's a complete player for us. If he can go, it'd be great to have him back.
So far this season, have you mostly made the determination after Saturday's practice, or have you had any, I can't remember any, like game time type decisions or with injured guys?
It depends on the week. Each week's a little bit different. Saturday factors in everything we do. It's an important day for us.
Do you expect to have DRC playing now on Sunday?
Again, tomorrow's a big tell. A lot of these guys have some lower body things that are nicked up, so depends on how they get through tomorrow.
Is Apple the farthest away from those of those questionable guys?
That's hard to say now. I haven't seen much of them.
How much do you have to view that situation differently? Because he's coming off back-to-back injuries, both leg injuries, in such a short period of time.
Yeah, the last thing you want to do is put someone out there who's going to play a few plays and have to come out of the game. That's not good for the player, and it's not good for the team.
What do you want to see from your offensive line this week?
I want to see from the whole offensive unit, really. I want to see them bounce back. You know, had a tough outing last week, and it's going to be a physical type ball game, and I believe our offensive line's looking forward to it.
If we put the Packers game aside, how did they play in the first four games, would you say?
The old line.
Yeah, that's going way back. I think they had a nice outing in Minnesota, gave us a chance to win the ball game. The protection unit last week wasn't as good as it needed to be. Nor was the run game unit, but again, that was last week. This is a new week, and you live and you learn.
You've talked a lot about efficiency on offense, especially. Ravens only give up, I think it's 14.6 first downs in a game, defensively, best in the league. How important is that this week? Do you ramp up the idea of, look, we have to be efficient, we have to make the most out of our offense?
Yeah, it's not just third down. This week and really every week, first and second down leads to quality third down opportunities. You know, anytime you're behind the chains like we've been the last couple weeks, it makes it tough on third down. So we have to win the down on first and second down to give us a chance to be successful on third down.
With a guy like Flowers, a young player who had a rough game, I mean, as a head coach, do you do something to try and boost his confidence in the week after that?
No, he's a resilient young man. He's going to have an opportunity to go out and compete at a high level versus some pretty quality opponents. So. Went to a big school, big university, played some good football there, played some good football for us, so we look forward to him bouncing back.
We've heard a lot of guys talk about the Ravens, how they're a very physical team, and Spags, that's sort of how they build their team. How much do you see that of them being more physical than your average team is a sort of basis of how they work?
Yeah, last couple of weeks, we've seen some pretty physical football teams, and those are the teams we want to be out there playing against. And, you see it really with their lower bodies. They have some thick lower body players on the defensive side of the ball, especially. Their offensive line's a little bit nicked up, but Marshall Yanda leads the way in that regard.
Do you view your team in that way,
absolutely,
too? And have you thought they matched up? I mean, he's mentioned the past couple of weeks, and how do you think they matched up in that regard?
We have a physical, heavy-handed football team. We look forward to Sunday.
Do you feel the Ravens are one of those blueprint franchises in the league that people try to emulate? The way they build their team, the front office, the way they operate, the success they've had?
Haven't thought about it much.
How much do you keep an eye on what's going on in the NFC East?
We're focused 1925, Giants Drive. Our attention's right here. Not worried about the rest of the division, unless we play them.
Teams are 5-1 or 6-1, and how far back you may be at that point?
No, you farm your own land.
The Ravens changing offensive coordinators, does that impact your preparation for them? I mean, does it make it more difficult?
No, I mean, some things will obviously change. Their personnel is not going to change. Their staff has been together for a little while. That won't change. So you have to get ready for tendencies. That they may flip on you a little bit. Marty's been around. He's been in the league a long time. He's been a head coach in the league, a coordinator for a long time. So he knows what he wants to do. He's going to tweak some things, I'm sure. And we need to be ready for everything under the sun.
Have you gone back and looked at, like, you know, tapes from games where he was the offensive coordinator in other places? And
you do your homework.
What was your takeaway from the meeting with Corey Booker the other day? I know you attended.
Yeah, I think, you know, it was a great opportunity to get a group of men together who are concerned about society and the issues in society. You know, it was a healthy learning experience for a lot of guys in the room, including myself. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see which direction we go. I'm looking forward to being part of it.
Will Beattie, where is he at physically? Is he really ready to play if need be?
Absolutely.
Did Nat Verhey have a setback of any sort that he wasn't able to kind of make it through this week? It looks like he was trending in that direction.
Yeah, he's still in the protocol right now.
He was better. You said yeah, but he's still in the protocol, or yeah, he had a setback?
He's still in the protocol.
One more question.
I know it's not until next week, but is there anything you guys have started to prepare for London in terms of physicality of practice or the bodies of players?
We've laid out everything for London. We'll be ready to go after this game, and we've, you know, made some adjustments to practice accordingly.